This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The ACLU has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a 77-year-old woman who says her Denver home was unlawfully raided by police earlier this year. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wimbley has the latest.
Ruby Johnson was inside her Montbello home in January when a Denver police SWAT team raided her house. The agency had a warrant to search her home after investigating the theft of a truck, according to court documents. The lawsuit states SWAT members left her home damaged and in disarray after failing to find other stolen items they were looking for. Johnson's attorney says she is still traumatized by the incident. Denver police apologize and says an investigation is in the works. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, CPR News.
It's prime time at the University of Colorado Boulder. Deion Sanders was officially introduced as the university's new head coach for its football program on Sunday. CU had an abysmal season this year, winning just once in 12 games. The details of Sanders' contract with the public university have not been released. Colorado public lands were the subject of two bills before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee recently. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
One bill would establish a Dolores River National Conservation Area. It's sponsored by both Colorado senators. Democrat Michael Bennett championed the bill during the hearing, saying all sides came together and found middle ground to protect the Dolores River.
And the result is a thoughtful compromise bill written on the ground in Colorado by Coloradans.
The House version of the bill, sponsored by Colorado Republicans, has not advanced. The second bill would complete the Continental Divide Trail. It has bipartisan support in the Senate. The House has already passed a version introduced by Congressman Joe Neguse. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.